Chapter 66. Chase was at her office located in the downtown area. The space was done in a minimalist but costly manner. There was an energetic flow of young, enthusiastic people and large computer screens with fascinating images and reams of data pouring over them. Decker felt like he was on some hip film set where they drank flavored sparkling water, wore chic clothes, and drove exotic cars, which meant he was as far out of his element as it was possible to be. She met them in her spacious, light-filled office that was full of high-end build-outs and expensive furnishings. She looked equal parts indifferent and bored.
"I hear the ex-husband has been arrested,"
she said.
"News travels fast,"
said White.
"Like a bullet."
The emphasis on the word showed them its use was intentional.
"So, if he killed his wife and her guard, why are you here?"
she asked.
"That presumed innocent thing," said Decker. "But first, I understand congratulations are in order."
Chase smiled and held up her hand. A 4-carat diamond rose from her finger like a miniature crystal mountain.
"Nice,"
said White.
"Even if it doesn't work out, be sure to keep the rock."
"Oh, it will work out. We love each other very much."
She glanced at White.
"He did the knee and everything. Very romantic."
"He's close to 50, right? Big age gap,"
White noted. She frowned for a moment, but then smiled.
"But he looks far closer to 40 and wants kids, same as me."
"Big wedding planned?"
asked White. Chase looked a bit crestfallen by the query.
"No, we're getting married next week in a very low-key affair, just the two of us, and then flying to Vegas for our honeymoon."
"Vegas, interesting choice. Do you like to gamble?"
"No, but they have great restaurants and shows."
"And as soon as you say your vows, everything he might have told you about Julia Cummins or anything related to her death will be confidential," pointed out Decker.
Chase glanced sharply at him.
"What are you talking about?"
"Florida has a spousal communication privilege, so Langley can invoke it to prevent you from talking to the police or anyone else about any communications he might have made to you about Julia Cummins or anything else that might be incriminating. He could have told you that he killed her, but once you're married, your lips are legally sealed."
"He didn't kill her. He was with me."
"So no worries there. I'm just wondering if that law was the impetus for a quickie marriage as opposed to some societal extravaganza. But maybe you didn't want that."
He looked around the posh space.
"I mean, you don't strike me as someone who likes to make a big splash."
"Look, I won't deny that I had plans for something here that was going to be pretty fabulous, but Dennis explained things to me. I mean, why pay all that money for what's basically a big party for everybody else? Instead, it'll just be us, and we'll pamper ourselves, not 300 guests."
"Makes perfect sense,"
said White.
"What every woman wants, right?"
Chase scowled at her and finally said,
"Well, this woman does."
She turned to Decker.
"And besides, didn't Barry Davidson kill his ex-wife?"
"He's been charged with murder, but not that murder,"
pointed out White.
"What?"
said a confused Chase.
"Did you know that your fiancé wanted to marry Julia Cummins?" said Decker.
"That's crazy. Who told you that?"
"Someone close to her said the judge broke it off because Langley wanted to tie the knot, but she didn't."
"I don't believe it."
"And you know about the prostitute?"
said White.
"The what?"
"Your fiancé was charged with assaulting a prostitute and nearly beating her to death, but the charges were dropped."
"Because they were untrue. The woman was trying to blackmail Dennis. I remember now. He told me all about it."
"So he admits being with a prostitute?" asked Decker.
"No, he, it was a stupid thing to do. He was drunk."
"Then did he beat her up in a drunken stupor? Because I've seen the photos of her from that night. She was in the hospital for several days."
He took out his phone. "I have the pictures of her, if you want to look at them."
"I don't."
20 minutes, liquor store and back. You sure?"
Yes. Now, if there's nothing else, I have a meeting.
Decker stood. I wish you a happy marriage.
Yeah, sure you do,
she said with a sour expression. As they walked out, White said,
So what do you think?
She's either telling the truth or, more likely, the truth she desperately wants to believe because she's invested a lot in this guy and doesn't want the deal to go south.
And the quickie marriage?
Maybe Langley is cheap when it comes to stuff like that, and I wouldn't put it past the prick to be marrying her for another reason. But we need to refocus and grab a new angle, or Barry Davidson is going down for this.
But what would be Davidson's motive to kill Draymond and Lancer?
Draymond, obviously, because he was there when Cummins died.
And Lancer?
Asked White. What if she and Draymond were blackmailing Davidson somehow?
How?
Decker said, maybe they found out he was spying on Cummins. They were going to expose him if he didn't pay up. So we need to check his finances again to see if payments went out to any unusual parties that might be connected to Draymond or Lancer.
That could be.
Yeah, it could. But I don't think that's it. I still think there were two unrelated killers. With hiked eyebrows, she said,
You do have unusual ways of working a case.
Oh, you've just barely skimmed the surface so far.